And schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. The system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% of your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Yes. thanks for stopping by, of course, for this hour of Better Lives and Gardens. We're waiting your phone calls, but you might wait for about 15 minutes before you call. But the good news is you can text us at any time, 23680. It gets lonely here if I don't see the messages coming up through. It's a good time for us to have a driving question answered or make a comment. As you can tell, Jody is here. Hour number one, I'm Charles Jones. This is what I'm calling for.
Appreciate all the feedback on this. We learned so much, that's for sure. But we'll get to
out of them. And they asked homeowners, they did a survey of 1,200 homeowners, and they wanted to know how many of them would continue gardening. As I mentioned, normally when we have a problem time, whether it be economic or in this case a pandemic, gardeners get started. And then all of a sudden, they decline very quickly. Have you noticed that, Teresa?
I have. We've had a couple of times where it's been very trendy, and then all of a sudden people get too busy, and they can't get out there, and so it kind of lags behind. So I have seen it, yes.
Well, 86% of the homeowners plan to continue gardening in 2021. Jenny, what do you think of that?
What?
86% of the homeowners plan to continue gardening in 2021.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so, too. That's a great way to make it generational. Maybe they're bringing their kids into it and doing it as a family.
Yeah. I think it's an optimistic book. I guess you get back out in the garden and they find it's work again. I don't know.
Yeah.
40% of those surveys said they planted about the same as last year. 47% said they will be planting more and expanding their gardens. And it's just good news for the garden center business, that's for sure.
It is good news. And I just wonder if they just want to give you the answer that they think you want to hear, you know, or that they want to do. It's kind of like New Year's resolutions that they're going to want to continue, but whether or not they will be seen.
Yeah, I think here's the kicker here. It says many homeowners surveyed said they were gardening in 2020 because it gave them something to do while stuck at home during the pandemic. Now, you know, when this all clears up, if this vaccine works, which is supposed to be distributed, I think, starting next week, if this works, will those people find something else to do? That's the big question.
Yeah, I'll go back to work.
Yeah, more than 80% said they were successful. And let's see, most of them were growing flowers. Flowers were most popular at 73%, and shrubs and vegetables rounded out the top three, they said. So anyway, just a little bit of the information on the surveys. I find surveys interesting, but we'll see how true they are in a little bit now. Let's see what we have here. Okay, how cold affects our plants? Like I said, Beverly sent me pictures from Tallahassee of the fire bush damage. Jim was harvesting his fruits. And I wonder if our listeners know how to tell whether a citrus fruit is frozen or not. Do you know how to do that, Teresa?
Well, yes. Kind of when you open it up, you can kind of tell because it's crystallized on the inside.
Right, exactly. A lot of people don't know that. You look at the membranes. You cut it open and look at the membranes separating out the segments. And if there's little white dots on it, that says it's been frozen, then you probably ought to start eating it pretty soon.
Right, but so it's not harmful to eat it, right, when you see that. But it just shows you that it has damage.
Yeah, my director, my boss, who was in citrus for many years, Henry Swanson, said, if it looks good, it tastes good, it smells good, it's edible, okay? if it hits the ground, you don't eat it. I guess if you watch it hit the ground, it's okay.
There you go. So you get your kids to eat it first and watch them for about an hour and see what happens.
Either that or your husband.
That's true.
In my case, my wife. I don't know what it can do to you. I understand we're told the worst thing it can do to you is give you diarrhea. I don't know. Which is no fun. Some plants were chilled by low temperatures. At least in my area, they're still alive, but my guess is they're going to decline. Be things like coleus, pentas, cassandra. My bananas are turning, the plants are turning yellow. I've got a big stalk that Joni and I look at every day. And I don't know what's going to happen there. Are you seeing something like that? Some plants are just chilled?
Well, I see a lot of annuals, of summer annuals, getting knocked back. But, you know, the hibiscus seemed to do just fine. I didn't see too much damage in the hibiscus. And, of course, the palms looked good, too. So it didn't stay. The benefit was that it didn't stay cold that long.
Yeah, that depends on where you are. Once you get above mid 50, you get up there in the Gainesville area, Tallahassee area, Jacksonville, you're going to see more damage, no doubt about that. And the hibiscus has a little habit, and it's called winter decline, where you go into the spring, and the leaves that look like they were doing well during the wintertime still turn yellow, and the plant starts to decline a little bit. So there's a damage like the fire marshal Beverly sent me a picture of, but it's going to come back. Some tolerant and live on, that's going to be the cool season vegetables. Roses. Roses, very tolerant, no doubt about it.
My drift roses that I planted in clients' landscapes, they look amazing. They have not been hurt at all, and they're blooming their little heads off, so they look good.
Yeah, it just depends on location to a certain extent. And some plants are not affected at all. So a lot of them will be, if they were damaged, most of them will probably come back. I guess a few, if you're probably north of the Gainesville area, you'll be losing some up there. Tell you what, let's take a break. Ed Charles is waiting. And Ed's going to be talking about deciduous fruits. So Teresa said she's getting ready to plant a peach tree, so we'll see about some information from Ed. We also want to mention what's going on, so when we come back, we'll talk more about several activities that are coming on at this time. If you want to text me, now's a good time. Text us at 23680. We'll be talking with you as far as calls in just a little bit. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Farmers Talk and Entertainment Network.
Your greatest impact can come from your greatest struggles. What do I mean? God never wastes a hurt. Instead, God uses the pain and struggles we face in life to point us back to Him, to strengthen and grow us, and to comfort others. Whenever I'm struggling, I want to hear from someone who has walked in my shoes. The stories of God's provision, comfort, and presence can become powerful testimonies in our lives. In Romans 12:15, Paul says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, and mourn with those who mourn." With all the pain in the world, we desperately need to see this verse in action. We can offer grace instead of judgment, empathy more than advice. Are you struggling, hurting, facing a tough time? Remember, God loves you and wants to use your life to help others in need. It will help them to know that you understand hurt as well. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text Devo to 77222.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for a Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month minimum, no termination fee, and the auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and a garden center with friendly expert advice. All the products you need and a big selection of great plants? Now we're talking about Quality Green Specialists. We have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables and herbs, plus natural sustainable products like Azomite. Gardening is what we do. Friendly, expert advice. Quality Green Specialists. Your Deland Nursery and Garden Center. 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue. QualityGreenSpecialists.com.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
all our great listeners, thank you for calling in or texting us and saying that we sound garbled. Well, some days I think that's just the way we talk. I don't know.
Deciduous fruits more work than regular citrus?
I don't know that they're more work, but they are work, and you need to plan maintenance into them if you're going to use deciduous trees, especially this time of year if you have a tree growing. It's going to be dormant soon, if not already starting. It'll lose leaves, so if you've had leaf spots, you need to rake those leaves up so that disease won't still be around. And it's also going to require you to have a pesticide maintenance program. A lot of times, pesticide maintenance is done during the dormant season, where we can get pesticides on the trunk to take care of borers and other insect pests and maybe some diseases that might affect the plant going into spring once it starts to grow out.
You gave me a thought here on the blackberries. Are the thornless varieties more as productive as the ones that have thorns on them?
I don't know. I don't have a comparison here, Tom. I do know that the ones we have are very productive, but it's for a short period of time. And also, blackberries don't ship well. That's why we don't normally see them in the markets. Or if we do, we don't see them very long. They usually ship from a regional or a local area. So I just don't know. I would think that if you had the right variety, you should get the same production out of either one.
Now, but how important is it to get the right varieties when we're hunting for decisions?
Well, it's really important to get the right varieties that have, in the case of peaches and apples, and nectarines, for instance, you want varieties that can survive the winter and get appropriate amount of chilling hours, and those would be hours where temperatures are below 45 degrees. In Central Florida, we can only produce about 200 to 300 chilling hours each year, and if you get a variety of a crop that just cannot go into total dormancy and come out of that dormancy within that short period of chilling hours, you're going to have difficulty. For instance, the Alberta peach that they grow in Georgia just isn't going to make it here. It needs like 600 chilling hours a year, and we just don't provide that to those plants. So it's really important to get varieties. Many of them have been developed by the University of Florida and may have UF or University of Florida label on them as well. So it's really important you get the right varieties. And when you're going to the garden center, remember, sometimes they have the wrong varieties there just because you're asking for them. Make sure you're asking for the right ones.
Well, I see a lot of them in the box stores with the, coming from another area, and they're not appropriate for our area. And they just keep bringing them in every year.
Yeah, and when you get the wrong type and you can't get enough chilling hours, the plant really doesn't get that resting period it needs as part of its life cycle, and it declines, actually, instead of producing more fruit and looking better over several years.
Yeah, if you're up in the Tallahassee area, my guess is it's what, 500 to 600 hours of chilling, I would think they get.
That's correct.
Yeah. Teresa?
Where should we plant them? You talk about importance of getting the right type of right variety of fruit. Where should we plant them? How important is that?
It's really important also. Remember that plants make their own food. If they have enough water and enough nutrients and sunlight through a process called photosynthesis, they make food for themselves. So you want to be in full sun, at least 6 hours of sunlight a day. You want a well-drained soil, which usually isn't difficult with our sandy soils, but it should be amended with a lot of organic matter. And some trees, the deciduous trees, that actually can be attacked by root knot nematode, and organic matter is really important to help slow down some of the activity of root knot nematodes. So you want a soil test. You want your pH to be about 5.5 to 6.5. And the best time of year to plant deciduous fruit trees is about now. January, remember the third week in January is Florida Arbor Day. So if you're going to plant a tree, whether it be a deciduous fruit tree or another tree, January is going to be an ideal time to plant them out.
Okay, sounds good. Now, Elise is interested in planting a peach tree.
Yeah, I'm going to be planting a peach tree. And so how long can my clients expect this peach tree to last?
They're not going to be infinite. You can have, I think, probably somewhere around 10 or 12 years. The 8 to 10 years is a good ballpark to think of. What variety of peach are you going to buy, Teresa?
Well, this is going to be a UF variety, either the Tropic Beauty or the UF Beauty. So those are the two that I'm looking at.
They are perfect for our area. They require somewhere around 200, 250 hours. horticulturist is training the trees. You'll buy that nice tree at the garden center, and it may be 4 or 5 feet tall. And one of the things you want to do shortly after you plant it is cut it back to about 18 inches above the ground. And that's topping a tree, which we don't really encourage, but to train the tree to produce scaffolding branches, which are branches that come off of the main trunk in a good shape so you can get plenty of sunlight all around the tree, is very difficult for a homeowner to do.
Well, I am already buying them pre-espaliate, so these are coming in, and so they're already espaliate, so we're going to keep them low just for the client.
Okay, then you want to do some pruning then to remove any sprouts that have grown as well, since as soon as you get your plant home, that will also help keep it in balance.
And we'll come back later, another time, with blueberries, figs, and grapes, but how about some classes?
Well, we're going to talk about the tomato again. It's popular enough, I had a lot of requests for it again, so In Search of the Perfect Tomato is coming up shortly. January, of course, is the basics of vegetable gardening in Central Florida. It's time to think about planting our seeds to get our seedlings for the next one-season crop. We have a diabetes prevention class that's going to be an all-year program that you might be interested in. And we'll be talking about selecting, planting, and pruning trees and shrubs with Florida Arbor Day in mind.
Okay, how do they register for these classes?
Well, they register online. All the classes are still virtual right now. And the new site that they need to register at is called OC Extension, for Orange County Extension, ocextension.eventbrite.com.
Yeah, and anybody can, even if you're living someplace else in the state or the country, right?
Absolutely. I have had people attend my classes from Oregon, and I had one lady from Australia. So
really?
You can be from anywhere, yes.
Wow. So how do you like doing the virtual classes?
They're a little more difficult. You know how we like to get in front of the class, and I'm kind of animated in the class. You can't keep me behind the podium. So that's a little bit stressful. Also, you have to, you normally mute the microphone so everybody can hear what's going on. So they're typing questions into a chat box, and you kind of have to keep track of that as you're going along. So it's different, but it's very doable.
Very good. Ed, we appreciate you being with us. Thank you very much. You have a great gardening day.
You all have a great gardening day, too.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting me be a part of your day.
Hey, we're always happy to have you. Always great information. Now Teresa can go ahead and put an espaliate peach tree in.
I am ready to go.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, Joni's getting fired up here.
Sure.
We'll be talking about Amarillo. And like I said, New England Gardens has their holiday Amaryllis Festival, so I thought it would be kind of appropriate for her to go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
I do have a text message. If you want to text me, 23680, it gets kind of lonely here now. If you want to call Kelly and get up online, it's 407-916-5400. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing one-day bath and shower remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation. 800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income. paycheck loans, big drop in mortgage rates, big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-690-5113. 888-690-5113. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-690-5113. Advertising and marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McKevin. We'll be right back.
Attention homeowners, do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Strong root.
sure your pot is a strong one, like in a clay pot, but not plastic pots. Plant some in a bright light and fill to a focused sun area. After you are totally prepared, the bulb will surprise. When will it grow leaves? When it will grow bloom. You can tell when it is waking up, and you'll see a little bit of green coming from the neck of the bulb. But guess what comes first? The leaves or the flowers? Sometimes the leaves come first, sometimes the flowers do. Sometimes come out at the same time. So, and sometimes two stalks come out.
Cut of its flower stems and keep watering as needed. Your bulb can be grown on the container or planted in a sunny to filtered sun location to continue its growth. It will flower again in spring a year later. An amaryllis bulb and a pretty pot to go with it would make a very nice Christmas gift.
Yes, it would.
That's
yeah, we did that.
Yes.
Yeah, I have to tell you a quick story because we got to take a break here in a second. But anyway, my brother got one of these, and he kept moving it from one spot to the other. He was so happy to have it. He said, I moved it from here. I give it light there. Give it light there. Our friends up north just had a lot of fun with them. let's take a quick break. I've got a number of text messages. You can give us a call here at 407-916-5400. Give Kelly something to do there so he can answer your calls. Or give me something to do with your text messages at 23680. I've got several other questions here, and we'll get to those also. And somebody wants an amaryllis gift. We'll see. Tom McCubbin here. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This holiday season, give them the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Buy them a Steel. From powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws under the tree, to fashionable accessories stuffed in their stockings, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide is packed with great ideas for everyone on your list. For a gift that keeps on giving all year long, pick up the quiet, lightweight, and long-running performance of the Steel AK Homeowner Series of battery-powered tools. Convenient all-in-one sets featuring tool, battery, and charger start at only $199.95. Legendary Steel performance is easy to use, easy to give, and hard to beat. Find the perfect gifts and wrap up all your holiday shopping at your local Steel dealer. Or shop online at steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices MSRP. Available participating dealers while supplies last.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost. Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us today. If you want to give us a call, now's a good time. We get a question in before we end the hour, 407-916-5400. I have several text messages here. One person said, "You can send me an amaryllis as a gift. I'd love to." Oh, I just need an address. No, just forget it. that's an optimist right there, but that's okay. We appreciate the text messages, that's for sure. Teresa, you were telling me during the break there about people waxing the amaryllis bulbs.
Yeah, this is a European trend where they put a colored wax around the base of the amaryllis, around the bulb, either in red or green, silver and gold for the holidays. And they say that it doesn't need water or soil, and that's kind of true, but my question was whether or not they should plant the bulb with the wax on it in the ground, and I don't see that. I kind of see it as melting, actually, here in Florida during the summertime, but universities and several educational websites say that you're supposed to peel the wax off before you plant it in the ground.
Huh. You know, some cannas come through with wax on them. Because it's the way some of the growers keep them from sprouting or try to keep them hydrated, and we just plant those directly in the ground. So I don't know. Well, it's kind of interesting. I haven't seen that. If any of our listeners have planted or grown a waxed amaryllis bulb, give us a call or text me and let us
know. That would be interesting to find out. Yeah, so.
Yeah, good. Okay, here's the first question for us. According to the seed packet that they bought of carrots, they should be ready to harvest. I dug one up, and it was as thin as a straw and only 3 inches long. What did I do wrong? I don't think they did anything wrong. Some seeds can't read the label. What do you think?
I think you're totally right on that. And it would just depend on the variety of label. Did they know? I mean, maybe it's a dwarf variety. Maybe it's a skinny variety. But it could be it just didn't have enough time to grow, or they didn't fertilize it enough. There's so many different reasons for it, and it could be just the seed.
Yeah, and I think it's our climate as much as anything else. Carrots love the cool conditions, and we're just really starting to get the cool weather that they really love. One of our listeners also wrote us and said the beets weren't doing well during the hot temperatures, but now they're growing very well, and I find my beets are doing very well also. So temperature has a lot to do with it, and you can't always follow the label. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it isn't.
Can they stick that carrot back in the ground and keep it growing?
You know, here's the thing about, yeah, you can do that. Here's the thing about carrots. Once you break that root, it splits. And a carrot that you harvest is a root, and the root will split and send off side roots. So if you want a carrot that kind of looks like your fingers on your hand coming off your palm, that's what you're getting. And carrots in the ground, if they hit a rock or something in the more northern gardens, they will also divide like that. So, if you want a contorted carrot, you can get them that way. Here's one here, and I'm going to make a guess on this one. Can we mix Bt, Aspergillus thuringiensis, a natural control, with neem oil, which is another natural control? Can we mix them together in a sprayer and spray both at the same time? If so, how much of each? Typically, we normally don't mix pesticides with oil-type sprays. Sometimes we do see that, like malathion plus oil. But in general, a lot of the oils will say don't mix together, don't mix with certain ones. So I would spray them separately. Teresa, what do you think?
I would spray them separately. When they see it kind of like the malathion and oil together, they've been formulated to work together and they've been tested. Homeowners won't have the calibration or the equipment to mix it properly. So I would say homeowners should just stick to what the label is and to apply it as the label says.
Yeah, that's what I would do. If it says you can mix it together, go ahead and do it. Teresa, what do you have coming up next hour?
We have Michael Songer with the Florida Christmas Tree Association coming up. He's going to tell us how to keep our Florida Christmas trees fresh through the holiday season. And we have lots more questions and calls and texts to take.
Sounds good. And the number here, of course, is 407-916-5400. Wait till about 20 minutes after the hour for the best call in. But you can text me at any time. And the number here is 23680. It's 23680. Gets lonely here sometimes. Gets lonely in the studio also. So we'll be back. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Good job.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.